Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's time for another edition of Inside Lion Athletics. Charlie Chitwood here. I've got Athletic Director Jim Curry. You've seen us before. How's your week been, man? You got kids in class. It's kind of quiet around here as we're taping today.
Well, it's busy, that's for sure. Campus is alive again. I mean, that's what's kind of cool about it. Yeah, the students are back. So it's nice seeing them in the classroom and walking around campus. And, you know, there's a little buzz around campus this week. A lot going on. We'll get to it all, I'm sure, but it is a very busy week, though. You know, there's a lot that just comes with the first week of classes to begin with. You know, still a lot of moving pieces. You're getting kids squared away in classes and making sure everybody's set there. And then, you know, just the week we've got, we talked about it, I think, on a previous episode, but we started on Sunday with the day at the Rangers.
Right.
Which was a great event. And the Rangers won, and they hit the ball, too. So, you know,
that's how that goes.
So that was fun to get it going. And then, yeah, we're full tilt into SMU. But before we get there, Thursday night soccer against Grambling back at home. So excited to get back there. First home game with students in session. Mm-hmm. And that makes a difference for sure. And then we get to Friday, and it is home volleyball tournament. So we got four games on Saturday between all the teams that are – I'm sorry, on Friday between all the teams that are here. Mm-hmm. Saturday we got a doubleheader in volleyball at home, all before, you know, just this, you know, minor insignificant football game that might be happening on national TV, where as we continue to kind of work through just a great interest in the ticket side. And then let's not forget about Sunday when we're back home in soccer against Abilene Christian. So we're gonna take Labor Day off.
Ashley Gordon's
maybe a
ready
little, but not really.
Home. No, you can't. That's right. Somebody else's holiday.
That's exactly. It won't be because we'll be getting ready for the next week. So it's here now.
Yeah. Are you gonna like have an extra suitcase of souvenirs heading with you to Tallahassee next week?
You know, I've kind of said to everybody, we'll worry about, we're going to get to Tallahassee next week. That's actually even the conversation in my house right now, because like we gotta get to this Saturday first, and in all the good ways possible. It created a lot of work for us, but like I said, in all the good ways possible, it's you know, we were on the phone. Well, I called Avi two nights ago and said, hey, we may have to take tickets off sale because I'm looking at the numbers right now, and this meter, we might have blown through it already. And he was already on top of it and had it taken care of, and we had to get another call into SMU to try to get some additional tickets, which we got yesterday. So tickets have started going out to folks. We're filling in some orders that came in late still. So just we'll be done with that today. We'll know just how much we've got less, but it is short supply, let's put it that way. And I mean we are on the verge of a sellout for sure.
Close to 2,000 Lion fans, and those are just the ones we know of. There might
close to 2,000 tickets, and that's all in everything. So that's band, spirit, students, player, guest, ticket sales, fans, season ticket holders. Is the SMU ticket we include as part of the season ticket package this year. So, I mean, it's been all of it. But you know, I was getting a couple texts in the last 48 hours from some folks saying, hey, just seeing what might be available still. And we're like, hey, we'll have more information for you on Wednesday after we've gotten through the allocation process. But it's been a great response, exactly what we wanted, exactly what we thought could happen. And honestly, as I talked to some folks around the league and some other ADs and even some folks in preparation for the SMU game that are calling the game or what have you on the broadcast, you know, even they're kind of really surprised when we say, yeah, we've kind of gone through about 2,000 tickets on this, and like, whoa, okay. It's certainly making an impression in the way we want it to, for sure.
All right. Well, nothing would be more fun. You know, you got some secret Lions up in the press box. Yeah, not in our booth, but over in their radio booth. Scott Garner was longtime voice of the Lions here before you,
that's right. Yeah. So, well, I think that's one thing that's been really cool about this game that we've really, it's kind of come to light, is how many SMU ET people there are. And so they're all over. And so this has really worked out well. And so again, I'm just excited for Saturday night. The weather should be great.
Mm-hmm.
Supposed to be a little cooler
than it
normally is. So, you know, 8 o'clock kick, so you're definitely out of the heat at that point in time. And Yeah, so we'll see what we got.
I love it. So that's an 8 o'clock kickoff. Take a nap because we'll be out there a long, long time, but it's going to be great fun, and we cannot wait to get over to Gerald J. Ford. Ford. Is it L. Ford? R. Ford?
R. Ford.
Gerald R. Ford. It's not the former president.
Mm-hmm. Gerald R. Ford Stadium. That's exactly it. Yeah, so it's we've got tailgate, obviously, before that. One of the cool things, too, I don't think we've talked about it on here, and maybe we have with Clint or someone else, but, you know, we've got all these different, you know, extension campuses, and obviously the Dallas one we're obviously right. very well aware of. So kind of cool thing we're going to do for this game, actually, is the team is going to stage at the Dallas site and do all their pregame meetings, pregame meal, all their preparation there before they drive 3 miles to the SMU campus from there. So, you know, again, one of those kind of just kind of cool little kind of touch points here you know, is just a little bit of a unique wrinkle for us, but I think kind of ties it all together with what we're doing across the university and tying in the Dallas site and then, you know, bringing all these folks that are, you know, grads from both sides. And so it's been fun to kind of see it come together.
All right. Yeah. Good deal. And it's still coming together.
It is still coming together.
It'll be coming together until kickoff is how it usually works.
The tickets requests have not subsided. I can tell you that. So, and there is no doubt in my mind that we will sell out of that block. I mean, we may already have. We're trying to make sure that we've done our due diligence in that allocation right now and scrub it one last time. But I mean, it's been pretty awesome.
Good headache.
A great headache.
Very good headache.
These are called good problems.
Yeah.
Good
problems. Well, now how do we get enough people here for a weekend of volleyball? I mean, it's pretty big. You've got the Lion Invitational Tournament.
Yep.
Got the Big East represented. Providence is going to be here.
Little Rock just down the road, and then UNT even closer down the road.
Yeah.
Yep. We had the scrimmage this past weekend. We've got some newer faces, obviously. I think they've really come together well. So excited for that group. There's definitely a little more height, a little more spring. You know, you're starting to continue to see. I think it was interesting to see on Saturday when we were playing Tyler in the exhibition game. You know, that's a really good D2 program.
Yes, it is.
We were a really good D2 program when we were in the Lone Star. There was a significant difference in, you know, the makeup of those two teams. And, you know, we're still building this team as well. So it was interesting to see kind of maybe the juxtaposition there on game day from kind of maybe where we were 4 years ago mm-hmm. to where we are now. And then trying to where we're going from there. There's no doubt that Joe is going to test our group with that schedule. I mean, it's. I feel like it's every Power Four name you've ever heard of, you know, between Colorado State, who's a really good volleyball program, and they're going out to Grand Canyon to play some games out there. They're playing Iowa. They're playing Notre Dame. It'll be a good test for them. But that's also the same group that knocked off Alabama a few years ago as well. So
that's right.
You know, it's not like we haven't done it before.
Just go hang another skin on the wall. Hopefully for them. So Friday, they'll be playing just one of the matches, the Lion women.
We're
will,
two.
And then two on Saturday or vice versa?
We're two on Friday, one on Saturday.
Okay.
But there's a total of four matches on Friday and a total of two on Saturday.
Perfect.
So it's all part of that tournament package.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Hey, we visit with Joe on this show as well. We'll have more of those details for you in that because, you know, we'd love to be there, but we gotta go to Dallas.
You know, we kind of ran into that same issue last year too, when we were hosting a nice home tournament, and on this same weekend, and we were out at San Diego State for that football game, and it's these are really good tournaments, and obviously it's great to host them. You know, we haven't been able to make it jive, I think, with the football schedule in a completely cohesive way, but it's working. Mm-hmm. And obviously it's a great opportunity for our ladies and our team to get off the ground at home, kind of get their feet under them before they get out and going. And so obviously, you know, awesome for them. There is like a small part of me that would love to be able to spend a little bit more time here on Saturday with them, particularly with the slate that we've got.
All right. What else, heading into the weekend? We, you know, soccer's coming back.
They're full go now.
Boy, rough, rough road up to Oklahoma, but
yeah, you know, I know Ashley was disappointed after Saturday, and I thought we actually, held our own in that Oklahoma environment. I mean,
that's so, 1-0 at halftime.
1-0 at halftime. We had an opportunity in the first half to get one on goal, and you know, the distinction of who was the opponent at the largest game in the history of Oklahoma women's soccer is now held by East Texas A&M. Even though that they hosted a ranked Oklahoma State team the week before. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's one of those things where, if it took all that firepower to get us, I guess, from the fans' perspective, then kudos to them, I suppose. But, I think about that also from the standpoint of that's a group of with that type of platform for our university and our athletics department at a university that's obviously pretty close to us. And, so presumably students and fans who are close to us as well. Mm-hmm. Again, continuing to just advance and elevate the brand and the visibility for the university in a regional footprint and an important market. So, I thought that even though the result didn't go our way, a good environment to play in. I think will certainly test us and prepare us for what we got down the road. And, again, great visibility and a showcase for the university.
All right. Mm-hmm. What else? You mentioned something about some cameras going up south of campus.
Oh, yeah. That whole arena project that we got going
just
on there.
Find one more thing to do with
Yeah,
it.
So that thing's off and running. Actually, a lot of the meetings on that have kind of, I would say, slowed from the pace that we were on in the last, 6 to 18 months. Now that we've broken ground, construction teams on the ground, they're off and running and going. We are going to put up some cameras to allow for people to view and see what's going on out there and see the progress. If you drive up the highway right now, you see a lot of progress going on in a lot of different ways. Again, 6 different capital projects underway on campus right now, which is pretty incredible, I think, for any campus. Mm-hmm. But for us, I mean, just, again, a testament to where the university's going and the growth. So, there'll be some opportunity to kind of see in live time what's happening on the footprint of the new arena. But we're still working hard and shooting for late 26 opening mm-hmm. is the target date right now. So, as we get into this basketball season, could this be the last full basketball season played in the Fieldhouse? Very possible.
Wow.
Very possible. Doesn't mean it will be the last season of games played, because we may need it. We may need it early in the year, next year, mm-hmm. or the following year. It's very possible it could be the last full year in here.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Time flies when we're having fun. Yeah. What about any word from the guys that have been poking around and trying to measure this and that for a football stadium?
Yeah. So we've got some stuff coming, I would say, in the next couple weeks from them on some next steps for that project. So, again, that work, they've done a lot of digging into it. That's what we wanted them to do. Again, we knew that we'd probably get some deliverables here at the end of the summer. It's about to be end of summer. Mm-hmm. That timeline still continues. And so I'm a little anxious to kind of see that. I don't have a ton to provide, at least in insights right now, because I'm waiting on some more details from them. Mm-hmm. But in terms of the progress and the discussion on that work, it certainly continues. And, again, I think we're on track in terms of getting the deliverables back from them on what their findings were and maybe some thoughts or recommendations or pricing exercises that they have explored for us.
Very good.
Yeah.
Can't we? Just a little more concrete. I don't think, has there ever been a time in the history of Hunt County that this much concrete's been moving around on
probably not
building projects?
It's incredible the growth that's going on across the entire county. And again, you include obviously, west of Greenville and everything that's going on I-30 right
yeah.
now. Even kind of dipping in closer to Roy City, Caddo Mills. It's incredible what's happening here. And I saw some economic report update that came from the county earlier in the summer, and they were talking about, like, in the next 4 years, another, like, 26,000 people in that time period
Golly.
Coming to, like, basically, like, a 20-minute radius around Greenville alone, which includes us, obviously.
Yeah.
But, like, it was an incredible stat, and all that. It certainly justifies all the construction going on I-30 right now. There's no doubt about that. But again, it's part of a great story to tell. You know, we've had some candidates on campus here this summer with some open positions that have come up, and you know, they see it when they're coming out as well, and they see with, you know, what's happening in the region, what's happening with the university, some of these new accomplishments, achievements, you know, what have you. It's all part of a bigger, broader story about what's happening here at East Texas and in the surrounding communities.
And if they'll ever get that bridge over the lake finished, just think what a pretty driveway they will have made for everybody coming from Dallas area. Coming out here.
I'd say every time I see it, I'm like, I still don't really understand what's happening with it. Because clearly they've got the ramp going into that little, into the commercial district there. So it's not the express, like kind of, it's almost like a service road.
Yeah.
You know, and so every time I see it now, and again, they've done a lot of work and they've made some progress here of late, because I was down that area recently, and I still don't really know if I understand everything that's happening there.
So is this similar to any projects that you grew up around in Maine? Were they slow and deliberate with their work?
You know, in Maine, you only had a certain window to get any of the projects done.
That's about 2 weeks,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Pretty much, yeah, exactly. So you had a very short window to get some stuff done. So nothing would, I would say, drag as much as this. They did widen the highway one time when I was living there, but that seemed to move okay,
all right,
given the weather constraints. Yeah, it's incredible to see everything that happens. I mean, I feel like every time they build an overpass, they then get ready to knock it down and expand it further. So, but again, sign of progress, sign of growth, which isn't a bad thing.
And eggs get cracked while you're growing.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right. Well, gosh, I know you got a lot to do, so we might let you out of here a little bit early.
I get out a little
today.
Bit early today? Okay, that's probably good for everybody listening at home, too, I suppose. But, no, it's maybe ironic we're going a little bit shorter on maybe one of the busiest weeks of the calendar so far. But, yeah, that's it. So we touched on it a little bit, but soccer Thursday night against Grambling.
Yes, and then Sunday they'll be playing here against Abilene Christian.
That's exactly right. So it's still game week for us that week after. So Labor Day just means that the university's closed. Maybe we'll get a few less emails, but the staff will still be working hard after that, after a busy weekend. Come out this weekend, though, because we're going to go on a little bit of we'll be off for a little bit. We won't have as many home contests coming up over the next couple weeks after that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a smattering in there, and then we pick it back up again. So we kind of, you know, again, the calendar kind of seems to go like this sometimes, right, up and down with just the volume. But given, I think, particularly this SMU game, it's got the feels, not all the way, of course, but with everything and the activation going on of a little bit of a home game. I mean, just all the different things we've talked about that are going as part of that. So that's certainly taken some logistical bandwidth to get that knocked out and be effective. The tailgate before 5 o'clock, encourage anybody to come out and check that out who's going to the game. And obviously ACC Network is going to be a great opportunity on a linear national TV broadcast.
Yeah, they're going to have to get used to us.
They are going to have to, because we're coming back the next week after that. But, you know, that channel's distributed in 90 million homes across the country. I mean, in terms of reach and opportunity to showcase, that's as good as it gets outside of kind of your major network television networks, you know, the ABCs, the NBCs, and CBSs and what have you. So, you know, again, great opportunity there. And again, just confirmed this morning too, we haven't released it yet, but the game next year to open in football will also be on national TV as well, linear broadcast, maybe even higher, maybe more well-known, even
one of those E stations.
Could certainly one of those, if not more. So we're continuing to grow it. You know, we started on True TV last year, where they play the NCAA men's basketball tournament. We're now on ACC Network, which again has got all the same distribution as SEC Network, ESPN, ESPN2, and all the backing of that. And then next year we'll see if we can't get to the mothership. But excited to have 3 years in a row now where we'll be featured on national TV, and we'll do it back-to-back weeks this year.
All right. Well, we keep doing back-to-back-to-back weeks on this, but Jim's going to go for now. And we'll be back with some coaches. Line up in the meantime. Stick around. More Inside Lion Athletics after this.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to some more Inside Lion Athletics. We're getting you both kinds today, live and in person, and a little bit of volleyball zoomy with Lion women's head coach Joe Morales. Hey, you got a big weekend coming up, and then another one after that, and then another couple of matches after that. Y'all just lit a fire and going to run through it before conference play, huh?
Yeah, we did. We got a little scrimmage in with UT Tyler, who I think is an exceptional team. I know they were picked pretty up there, I think, in the LSC poll, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, UT Tyler in the Lone Star Conference, and you know, we got to play them. They're fast team, and so that was something different for us. And it was a fun match, man. It was really fun, and the our team came to play. Took them a little bit, but they came to play.
Hey, it started out really smooth for UT Tyler, but you got them together, got them in the huddle, and then swept out the rest of the way. Five true freshmen on the team. Did they all get some court time? And you talked about it before, a little jittery.
Yeah. We definitely were jittery the first set. We were doing uncharacteristic things that weren't common to us. And I think the crowd and the playing outside competition was really a factor in it. And, we're such a young team right now, finding our identity, and it looked different than practice. And so we had to like shake it up a little bit. And it's like, hey, it's volleyball, bump, set, spike. This is what we got to do. Absolutely. And so they came through in the last remaining sets. And it was fun. It was fun, fun coaching. And, we tweaked some things on Monday, yesterday, but, it was fun. And I loved them competing together. I think that was the biggest thing, not just competing, but competing together. Mm-hmm. And second, third, fourth, and fifth set was great to see.
Coach, how long did it take some of them to just kind of to shake it off and then start finding a little rhythm and flow in those next three matches?
Yeah. I think it, some of the girls, Gracie was on fire a little bit early on, and then it comes down to the setter, right? Just like in football, comes down to the quarterback. Like the receiver mm-hmm. could be having a really good game, but the quarterback could be a little off. And I think that was our problem, I guess you could say, in the first mm-hmm. set. Our setters were trying to find some groove. Of course, Haley and our veteran Haley, and then KK, we call her KK, Caitlin Pritchard, who is a freshman, were in the mix from the first set. And so once they calmed down, it became a kind of trickle effect into the team. And so that helped offensively a lot. So that was the turning point a little bit.
Okay. UT Tyler, Division II, we know him well from our time in the Lone Star, but how similar to some of the teams that we'll be facing in conference play do you think UT or Tyler was?
Yeah, I think they're, I don't think that the Lone Star Conference, especially the top half, is that far off from the Southland Conference. I've coached in the Lone Star Conference for 9 years. I've seen mm-hmm. it at its greatest peak. And I think some of those, there's a lot of times when we're recruiting similar kids, and especially Texas area kids. And so I think Tyler was a good middle of the pack, maybe a 6-7. 5-7 kind of deal. Mm-hmm. I think what we had him was a little bit of height. I think we were a little bit bigger on our right side and our middle. That caused problems for them. But they have some weapons, and they run fast. So we'll see that with like conference foes like Corpus Christi and who come to mind in terms of fast setting. So that mm-hmm. kind of helped us a little bit. But we're not looking that far right now. But I think they're right in it. So I think it was a good scrimmage for us, because we get to see some of that play early on, which caused us a lot about a little bit of ruffles in some cases. So,
okay. Well, you got some big fun this weekend, like everybody else, the Lion Invitational Tourney, and you get Providence out of the Big East. You get Little Rock. And then North Texas is going to come over as well. Those are, let's see, two matches Friday and one on Saturday.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, we're looking forward to a good weekend of competing together again. I like our odds a little bit, but, we're not taking anything for granted. We're workhorses here. And so I think Providence is coming in. I don't, going into the first weekend is always tough because you're going in blindsided. You don't know. You don't have any film. You don't have a lot of scout. So Providence is going to be one of those things where we'll maybe look at some of their former players from last year and kind of see tendencies. But you don't know about the new kids. You don't know what they're doing this year because there's no film this year. But that would be fun. But they got the same boat for us, right? So they're going in a little bit blinded too. And then we'll be able to see that first match, the UNT in Little Rock, which is at 10 o'clock, I believe. And our coaches will be able to scout a little bit of Little Rock and UNT. So then we'll have a little bit of stuff to kind of get easy with our scouting reports, and then that will help us. And of course, UNT, we'll get film on them that night to be able to see a little bit more. But it's going to be fun. I think all three teams are in the same position of like, hey, you know, we're figuring out our teams. We're figuring out who we are. You know, UNT has a new coach, David Fleming. And so he's figuring out his team right now. We got to see him in the spring, but then he had a lot of transfer, you know, movement as well. And so I think we're all in the same boat of seeing what our teams can do the first weekend and figuring out who the lineups are. But at the end of the day, we're still playing. And my team knows, like, you know, no matter what lineup changes we have, what we're doing, how we're doing it, when we're doing it, you know, our emphasis is winning. So.
All right. Three teams coming to Commerce this weekend. The following weekend, you hit the road. Heading out to Greater Phoenix. Grand Canyon U is going to be hosting, the Lions, Northern Arizona University, and Washington State. Grab somebody out of the P4 ranks, why don't you?
Yeah, that one's interesting. I'm kind of excited about that one. The head coach of Grand Canyon is Kendra Potts, a really good friend of mine, former West Texas coach, national coach, and she's now at Grand Canyon and looking to make some moves there. But, it's going to be exciting. I think Grand Canyon's it's going to be a hard place to play in, first of all. It's that gym is rocking. I mean, I haven't seen a gym of volleyball that's not a P4 that is so vivid in how they're doing it with the student body. I mean, that place is going to be rocking. So it's going to be new for us. We got to prepare for that. But they're a high RPI team. They're really well coached. So it's going to test us a little bit. It's definitely going to push us a little bit for sure. But we'll be, you know, as ready as we can be with scout, with what we're doing. And then we got Northern Arizona who don't know too much about them. You know, we'll see them on Saturday. And of course, looking forward to seeing how that goes. I've seen past film on them. And so I think they played, if I'm not mistaken, Tarleton last year. And so we'll get to see a little bit more fresh film. And then we got Washington State, who that one's interesting. So when I went into the tournament, we weren't expected to see a P4. And Kendrick made the call to me. It's like, hey, Joe, like, we got Washington wants to come in. Are you okay with that? Because most teams will say, no, either they go or I'm pulling out. Or I say, Kendrick, bring it on. Like, I love competition. I'm not going to back down. We are who we are. We'll get ready for it. Actually, you're doing me a favor. Let's go. And so they're going to be a really good team. And so I'm excited about it. I'm excited. And it puts our team on a big stage, you know. And so that's the direction we're going. That's the division that Jim has. And that's where we want to be at. And so we want to, you know, put the pedal to the metal and let's go. Like, it's anybody's game. So we're excited. Yeah. That'd be a good one.
No doubt about it. After that, the fun's not done. Colorado State and Notre Dame.
Yeah.
We're going to their house, right?
Well, we're going to be at Colorado State.
Okay.
Colorado State, and we'll see Notre Dame there. So I think the Colorado State game is going to be on Thursday, I believe, that following Thursday after Grand Canyon. And then Saturday at Colorado State, we'll see Notre Dame. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Colorado State, another big RPI team that has done some good things in their conference. They go to the NCAA tournament. Then, of course, Notre Dame, who Salima Rockwall, very, very notable and respected coach, a good friend of mine, leading the Irish. And so looking forward to seeing her. And, I consider her a little bit of a mentor in my early days when she was at Texas. And so love what she's doing. And, again, it's going to be fun to play the Irish, And so definitely looking at another P4 at the ACC, I believe they're in. And so, yeah, it's another opportunity to compete and get better. So,
All right. Well, man, lines up. Y'all have a great time this weekend. We'll be watching online, probably most of it. Might even be able to sneak over and get that Providence match on Friday afternoon. It's at 1 o'clock, right?
1 o'clock on Friday afternoon, we'll be
Okay.
playing Providence, and so that's going to be fun. I know they have a lot of kids from the Dallas area, so I think that was one of the reasons they wanted to come here and showcase a little bit. And so looking forward to that. I think a lot of our players know some of their players, and so that's going to be fun. And we're going after the win, so that's going to be a good one.
All right, man. Go get it. Thanks for your time, and we'll see you soon.
Hey, Charlie, lines
All
up.
right. Joe Morales of Lion Volleyball. We'll be back with more Inside Lion Athletics after this.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. More of Inside Lion Athletics. We've talked about one kind of football and a lot of other things with Jim Curry, but we want to talk about soccer football. Got Ashley Gordon here to tell us how it goes. Hey, it was a kind of a rough road trip for your squad, but it's not like you were playing patsies. Oklahoma, 22nd ranked team in the country.
Yeah, and after this weekend, now they're 20th in the country. Again, really, really good team. And to be honest, I was pleased with the way that we competed. We were down 1-0 at half. We lost obviously 4-0, which, by the way, everybody that they've played, they're beating everybody at least by 4 goals. So anyway, but two of those goals were through the run of play. And then we scored the third goal. Was actually it was on us. We had an own goal, and then they also had a PK. Playing a team like that, you're going to be punished for your mistakes,
right?
And certainly, we were. But I mean, to tell you the truth, our players really competed, and it was in front of, Avi could tell you, maybe 3,600 people. Our players, even our youngest, our newcomers and freshmen, were not fazed by it, which I thought was pretty awesome. And so you would anticipate that there would be a lot of nerves when you're playing amongst a Sooner band and
a hostile environment.
Yeah, a packed house. But I was really proud of, like I said, the way our kids competed. So, we knew going into this week we have to continue work on certain elements of defending, which we saw when we were playing against OU, and then also when we were playing against ORU. And so this week we've been really working on defending in our box, defending crosses, and we're going into this weekend playing two direct teams with Grambling and ASU. So everything this week has been about defending in the box as a unit and heading and clearing. But even playing last weekend, I think, has prepared us going into this weekend, because very similar styles of play with all four of these opponents.
Very good. Having back-to-backs against talent like that on the road, no less, makes it tough, but there's good that comes from that. The best thing being that, team came out apparently pretty healthy.
Yeah, I mean, we're continuing to get players back into the lineup, so that's good, of course. We still have a few other players that still have lingering injuries and that are not back. So anyway, we're hoping that those players get back by conference play.
Okay, and that's coming up quick, because after Grambling, after Abilene Christian. Three games, I think, is
three games
and
left.
Then they really count.
Yeah, and even this weekend. I mean, Grambling is a top SWAC team. Right now, they're 2-1-1. Have also played like opponents. They went down and lost against Houston Christian, but I think a great opportunity to see where we're at, because we're going to be competing against Houston Christian, and then they beat Nichols as well. So Abilene Christian, we play Sunday night, and again, they're playing like opponents. We've got Tulsa on the schedule. They've already competed, played against Tulsa. We played UTEP last year. They beat UTEP this year. And then also, play Houston Christian. So a lot of like opponents. So it'll be a good opportunity for us to get points this weekend, but we got to come out. We got to compete. But there are no easy games between now and conference play.
Coach, I know you keep your focus on the tasks at hand, but once the games start, it's always you want to see what the other teams in the conference are doing. Anything to share from early glances?
No, I think especially in the opening weekend, there's been some upsets, of course. I think with the Southland Conference, the conference continues to get better. You can see that with the scores. So there's no easy game. We just got to continue to keep our head down and focus and continue to improve and work hard. You know, I thought coming away from this past weekend, two of our midfielders, Chris Schultz and Alana Lalas-Falarca, they were awesome. They were awesome. And, we had some really good production from Hannah Bell on our team this weekend, who's a forward. And, Hannah had to play in multiple positions actually on the weekend. But, so I was pleased with some, performances. This past weekend, we had all three goalkeepers got minutes. You know, there's still a continued, battle in goal. And mm-hmm. It's super competitive, and that's what you want to see. I think we're ready, though, for the weekend.
Good stuff. Can't wait. Grambling and the Lion Women will kick off at 6 o'clock?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock,
7 o'clock on Thursday.
Thursday. And then Saturday's or Sunday's match against Abilene is an afternoon.
We play at 6
late
p.m.
Late afternoon.
So underneath the lights, that's great. We'd love, now that campus, all of our students are back on campus, we'd love for a huge crowd and people to come out and support us, which I know they will. And again, get after it and
bring your Zuzu Vuelas.
Two
right?
Zubs. We need that.
Do we still have those anywhere? Does anybody still have Zuzu Vuelas, or do you have to go overseas to play?
No, I think I need to. The last ones that I bought were actually on Amazon. I'm going to have to make another purchase.
Maybe there's a shop class that can make you some,
sure.
too.
Sure.
All right. Hey, Lions
okay.
up. Always Lions good up. To visit with Ashley Gordon. Folks, we've got more. Clint Dalzell is going to be joining us in a bit on Inside Lion Athletics. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Some more Inside Lion Athletics. You've heard Jim Curry and I talking about a date with SMU this weekend. He knows a little bit more about it. Clint Dalzell, hey, what a way to open things up. Let's just go ahead and play the ACC.
Yeah, hot date. Really hot date.
2 weeks in a row. Yeah. Find out which one you like better.
Yeah. We're going to deal with SMU first. They're the first thing we got to deal with. And obviously, coming off the season they had last year and all the momentum they had going into the playoffs, we know we're going to get their best. And it's exciting. The guys are really hyped up about it. It's going to be such a great atmosphere, home opener. You're assuming it's going to be a packed house. And, hopefully they're overlooking us.
They have, they being your guys, that there's always that point where you work out, practice, hit your teammates. But then coach finally says, here's our next opponent. How's that transition been from just doing what we do to trying to prepare for what they want to try to do?
Yeah, basically this is about 2.5 to 3 weeks of SMU for
okay.
us. So we moved on pretty fast out of camp. We had two good weeks in of good on goods and mm-hmm. one-on-ones there. So we moved on to SMU pretty fast and really trying to get as many reps we can against the looks they've shown last year and, predominantly – an even front team, but we'll throw some odds in there too. So just trying to give a good look on the offensive side. And obviously, with their dynamic quarterback, he can go and he's a dual threat. So we've really got to keep the reins on him and keep him in that pocket and make him uncomfortable as possible. And I think we can. We get after him pretty good. We just got to get him in third downs. We got to get them in third downs, and we've got to be in third manageables for us on the offensive side.
So if you can keep Kevin Jennings bottled up a little bit, Which way is he a bigger threat, on the ground or throwing the ball?
Well, both, because it's not necessarily that he runs a lot. He just he picks his times. Well, he extends the play, okay. You know, and he's able to move around and get guys to maybe get loose of some man coverage or a zone coverage, find a hole in that, and he's able to do that well with his legs, and he throws a really good ball on top of that on the move. So you definitely got to worry about him of extending, you know, plays on third downs. You know, we got to be able to get off the field if we can get him there.
What about the SMU receiving core? You've got some new faces in the secondary to go along with the guys that have been with you for a couple of years.
Yeah, you know, their offense is very dynamic. I think they got everybody coming back except two guys on the offensive side. The receivers are very dynamic. We got a good report from Randy Reese, who was, we got from SMU, so we got a good eye view of what they like to do. They do a little bit different on the offensive side of, you know, with the clap. You know, they don't just snap it right away. It's a pause in between there, so that's something you really have to work on. We have, and hopefully our defensive line is ready for that type of game, because that's unusual to see that kind of snap. So, and our secondary, you know, we do have a whole new vamped secondary, with exception of LaVon coming back in, as our safety. I'm really excited to watch Caleb Miles. He's going to be one of the best corners in our conference for sure, and he'll be on probably their best player most of the game, along the other side of Gillespie on that side. So super excited to watch those guys. And Sinkay is is taking over our star situation. And, man, he's a go-getter. He reminds me of old Curtis Buckley when I played here, who played in the NFL for a long time. So hopefully he can live up to that kind of hype.
God, Buckley, it was Giants and Eagles?
He's several. San Francisco, I know, special teams on that as well. So, yeah, he played for a while as a special teams player.
All right. So tell me, what part of the prep of for this game – did you have a little bit more fun with? Is it more fun to watch the other team's defense and pick, or do you want to pick at yours to get them ready?
No, yeah, it's always nice to have – this first game's always not fun, because mm-hmm. you don't have this year's film on them. You know, you got new players. Thank goodness we don't have to – like last year, we had three new defensive coordinators that we played right off the bat. So, whole new defenses. They've got their defensive back, as they should, mm-hmm. with the coordinator. So, you know what you're pretty much going to see out of them. So, we practice against that. And I think we've given good looks. Really proud of both our show teams on both offensive side and defensive side, how important that is to give a good look for our, you know, starting offense and starting defense, as well as special teams. You know, we've got to give a good look on both sides of that unit too, on punt return, kickoff return, and obviously hopefully we're kicking lots of PATs.
Absolutely. And they don't need to kick off but once.
That would be great.
Wouldn't it? Think about some of the big games from your career as a Lion. And, yeah. I mean, it was Division II back then. But what were some of the ones that jump out from those playing days?
Obviously, going to Pittsburgh State. I mean, they were the Gorillas were it back then.
Yes, they were.
Texas A&I, obviously going to them. They were always ranked as well. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that Pittsburgh State game, going to their place and walking through their parking lot and the atmosphere that they have and how you're treated and all that, I loved it. I loved playing on the road. I loved the hostile environment. But I can honestly say I'd never going to get to go in an environment that these kids are on Saturday with that many. And then, obviously, the following week at Florida State, it's one of the top five places to play. And, you know, what a home field advantage that is. But just the atmosphere of that, the goosebumps that, you know, you think about getting, and it's why you play the game.
That's right.
You play in front of a great crowd like that and go perform.
Avi, I think they seat 40,000, 35 or 40,000, and – it'll be more than double that, almost triple the next week.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, I think they hold around 800, you know, in Florida State. So, yeah, it's one game at a time. We'll deal with that one. So, yeah, we've been trying to put crowd noise in a little bit, and obviously next week will be even more.
All right, going into the game personnel-wise, you got a couple of dings here and there, but
yeah,
you're pretty healthy.
For the most
part.
Knock
on wood.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, we had our troubles during camp off and on with defensive line and some offensive linemen too, and some of our secondary during that time. But, you know, we're getting healthy at the right time. You know, it's a month of training basically, and will never be the same the rest of the year. It's just going to be that. That's how it that's is.
Exactly
and,
right.
And it's how you manage it. And, you know, we've got a great training staff in Wednesday and Brian, and they do a good job of getting our guys back on the field as fast as possible.
All right. As to some of your newcomers, which guys are Lion fans going to notice pretty quick in this one?
Well, I mean, offensively, we've got everybody back. So, you know, it's hopefully the same old same guys making plays and a few more.
Okay.
And you know, obviously, Christian Jourdain was our all-conference receiver last year, and he's back, and it was luxury to have him. And you got Proctor in the slot, you got TD in the slot, and then you got Paul, who, you know, no one really got to see last year, Paul Odidi, with the torn spleen, got him back, who adds an element of height of 6'6". And we got some really good depth after that. So, and Bill Bow and Tanner Harrison, I'm really excited to see those guys go. And Preston Kilgore at tight end obviously is going to give us a good nudge there. And we've got a pretty good running back crew. Everybody's back there. We added one running back in Hyman Drinkenheimer. So he's a good one. He gives us a different look, different spark out there. And just want to stay healthy, keep those guys rotating in and keep them fresh.
Coach, how do you keep a team that's playing up a level like your Lions are and keep them from being too big-eyed, good or bad?
Yeah, and that's what we've talked about with them. You know, it's how you handle adversity. There's mm-hmm. going to be adversity no matter who you're playing.
That's right.
It's how you handle it, and it's I know my guys that I've had here before how they handle it. You know, they've been through a lot here. It's the new guys and how they handle it. And that's not just adversity. It's all the good things that happen to you, you know, during a game too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not getting too hyped up and getting involved and getting a taunting penalty, those things that, you know, penalties that will just absolutely destroy games. And we really harped on, you know, taking care of the football, number one, and making sure we're not just, you know, losing that battle on both sides of the ball of takeaways. And then the penalties we mentioned. So if we can, you know, keep the penalties down to a minimum, which is always hard the first game, and you know, potentially a better opponent, obviously in SMU, of not just shooting ourselves in the foot and keeping third downs manageable on the offensive side and putting them in a lot of third downs and trying to get off the field when we can.
Okay. Well, hopefully it'll be getting off the field late Saturday night.
Yeah, it will
but
be.
But with happy smiles. We'll find out how it goes. Hey, did you look around the watch that Nichols-UIW game? What'd you think of that?
Nichols got a really good defense. I know that. You know, it's early in the season. You saw a lot of mistakes, you know, and the biggest one for me, you know, that's glaring is special teams. You know, both of them muffed a punt, and the kicking team recovered it. So, you know, special teams, you can't harp on it enough how important they are and how a third of the game, how they can change the momentum of a football game. And they were very glaring. Both teams looked a little, obviously, game one season rusty with the penalties and then some of the turnovers that, you know, will cost you in tight ball games.
I'll tell you what, as soon as they flipped a coin to decide where that one would be played, Thibodeau at noon on August 23rd is not a cooler.
No, it's not. No, it's not. And, you know, obviously next week in Florida State at noon, that's going to be.
Yeah, we'll get a taste of it.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll save that one for next week. Coach, yes, thanks for joining us. We can't wait. Lion fans all over the place been waiting since last November. Let's do it again.
Yes, sir.
Lines up, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to this week's edition of Inside Lion Athletics. We'll do it again next week. Till then, have a great weekend. And go Lions.